You know, I put out a social media tweet. Let me read it for you. This is good. Because I hear a lot of people really complaining about health insurance costs. And I understand that because health insurance costs are skyrocketing and they are insane. And it is a giant ripoff. And the whole system, the whole medical care system and the health insurance system, it's all a giant ripoff. So I put out this tweet. I said, I wonder when people will realize that they would be far better off by purchasing zero health insurance and using the same money to stack gold and silver instead, then negotiating with healthcare providers for cash prices, which are often 80% to 90% lower than insurance prices, when they actually need services like an MRI, and essentially building up a stack of metals for any so-called catastrophic medical costs. The entire health insurance medical industrial complex system is a complete scam. And you don't need it. Stop participating in it. Save your own money in metals. Take care of your health with nutrition, sunlight, and basic exercise, and you'll be far, far ahead at the end of the day. All you have to do is ask for the cash price from any clinic or doctor, and you'll save 80 to 90% in most cases. Pay with cash and pocket the savings. Build up a massive store of metals over time and stop being suckered by the health insurance industry. And the reason I said this is because I see a lot of people saying, oh, I pay thousands of dollars a year into health insurance, but I barely use it. And then even when I do use it, then I have to pay hundreds of dollars in the deductible. Like, why are you participating in that system? It's a ripoff. Now, I've heard many stories of people saying that they've paid into health insurance, even for 10 years, let's say. And, you know, they're just fretting over the shocking amount of money they paid in the system. And the money's gone, obviously. It's gone. And then anytime if they actually need some kind of medical service, they're shocked at what the hospital is billing the health insurance company, because those are ripoff billing prices. Hospitals charge more if you have insurance. Whereas if you just offer to pay a cash price, or if you just say, I'm not going to pay at all, let's negotiate a cash price for the services, then hospitals will come down often by 80%. I mean, it's very common, actually, especially for MRIs. You know, an MRI cash price might be less than $300. Insurance price might be $3,000, or Medicare price might be $4,000, $5,000, or whatever. I mean, this is a fact. Everybody knows this in the industry. Like, I know people who offer mental health services, and, you know, a cash price might be $60 an hour, but the government, the VA, or whatever the health insurance is for veterans, will pay $200 an hour, right, for the same exact service. So cash price is always the cheapest price. So it turns out that if you actually want to save a lot of money and store a bunch of gold and silver, you can simply divert your health insurance costs into metals. And so here's the question to you. If you are paying $2,000 a month for health insurance, but if instead, and let's say you've been doing this for the last 10 years, so, you know, 120 months ending at the end of 2025. So $2,000 a month times 120 months of purchasing silver, given the actual purchase price each year, the average price for the last 10 years, how much silver would you have, and what would it be worth today? Now, I'm going to get you this answer, but I'm going to have AI do it because I'm in a hurry. So I'm going to tell AI to build this thing in a spreadsheet and figure out the answer. Let's see what it comes up with. Okay. It says that, again, if you spent $2,000 a month buying silver for the last 10 years, you would have accumulated 11,600 ounces of silver. Okay? 11,600 ounces of silver. And right now, silver is valued at over $90 per ounce. And I'm just going to go with spot prices. We're not going to consider the, you know, the coin premiums or whatever. But if you do the math on 11,600 ounces of silver, you would have $1 million of silver. Now, let me ask you this question. Do you think that with $1 million of silver that you could cover some doctor visits or some MRIs or even a surgery if it were necessary? Could you negotiate with hospitals for cash prices and save a bundle and still have most of that $1 million left over? And the answer is yes, yes. So instead of buying health insurance, you could be stacking metal that serves as both kind of like your own in-house health insurance fund and a retirement fund. Because if you don't use it for health insurance, you've got the metal. You see what I mean? So but people don't think this way. They think, I need the health insurance. It's the only way, you know. It reduces my cost of prescription drugs. Well, you know what reduces your cost of prescription drugs? Not taking them by resolving the core issues of your health problems. Now, I'm not your doctor, so work with a naturopath to do that. And I understand not in every case can you eliminate prescription drugs. But if you're spending all this money to save money on prescription drugs, you've given up what could have been $1 million of silver. And yet, there's nothing to show for it at the end of the day because all the money that you pay into health insurance just vanishes down a deep, dark black hole. It goes into the pockets of the health insurance company CEOs and salespeople, et cetera, you see? But in essence, what I'm actually advocating here is what's called self-insurance. And because health insurance costs are so unbelievably high, self-insurance makes a lot of sense these days. Self-insurance. Even if you're not wealthy, just by starting younger, this does work better when you start young, obviously, when you have fewer healthcare concerns and you have more time to accumulate silver or gold, then you can add to this over time. You can build up a pretty big bank here, $1 million worth of silver. And then you can tap into that if you have any kind of health costs. Or if that makes you nervous, you could buy health insurance for catastrophic things like a catastrophic accident or something. Or you could buy health insurance with a very, very high deductible, like a $5,000 or $10,000 deductible. And the cost of that insurance would be much, much lower. And then you could cover deductibles if you had some, you know, great dire need for some kind of medical procedure, like, you know, bypass surgery or whatever. Then you could pay for that, especially when you negotiate a cash price with the hospital. So in effect, the insurance market is so out of whack that it no longer makes sense to buy insurance. That is in the health insurance industry. Now, granted, it's legally required by law, I think, to have some level of health insurance. And so even I carry through my company some minimal, I have no idea what it is, some minimal level of basic insurance is dirt cheap. I don't use it. Who cares? You know, my health insurance is superfoods and exercise and sunlight and eating well and things like that, you know. But I've also been stacking silver this whole time. So if I had a problem, you know, I could call up the vault, sell some of the silver, use the cash to pay the hospital. And I would still be way ahead than if I had bought health insurance all these years. So something to think about, something to think about. Just as a disclaimer, I'm not your financial advisor. You know, I'm not your doctor. I'm not your accountant, whatever. And most financial advisors would oppose what I just said. They would say it's a bad idea to self-insure. But that's because most people don't understand math. Seriously, especially surrounding insurance. It turns out that people buy insurance not because it's better math, but because it just mentally feels better. It just feels safer for people. Just, I'm insured. You know, I've got coverage. It's an emotion. It's not mathematically sound. Not at all. It's actually a ripoff. That's why the health insurance companies make so much money, because they're ripping you off. Obviously, they're charging you more than what they pay out for what you need. Otherwise, they wouldn't exist. Same thing's true with car insurance. Same thing's true with home insurance, etc. I'm not saying drop all your insurance plans, but I'm saying think about the ripoff of insurance. Do you really get ahead by buying all this insurance? Or on your car, for example, some people, especially poor people, like to have really low deductibles because they can't afford anything. So they say, oh, I have to have a $50 deductible. So they get quoted this super high, crazy insurance rate that they pay that they can't even afford. They would be far better off to have a $500 deductible or a $1,000 deductible and save the difference in silver, you know, save the money. And then on the rare chance that something happened, they could more than cover the difference with the money they already saved. So low deductibles are chosen by poor people, the very people who are least able to afford low deductibles because it's high costs. But again, mostly the reason they're poor is because they don't know how to handle money. Now, that's not you. Those of you listening to this, you do know how to handle money. You know exactly what I'm talking about. But you know how we say that lottery tickets are a tax on people who can't do math? Well, so are low deductibles on insurance. Low deductible insurance policies are a tax on people who can't do math. So re-examine all your insurance and you might be able to let go of some things or divert some of that money into something that makes a lot more sense. I mean, for me personally, I hardly insure anything except whatever is legally required by law. So yeah, I'm driving around with some kind of car insurance because it's required. They force it on you, right? Like Obamacare. But I've known people who buy insurance for everything. They buy cancer insurance. Like, what? You bought cancer insurance? They're like, yeah, if I die of cancer, it pays out, you know, 50 grand or whatever, 100 grand. Like, why would you bet on yourself dying from cancer? Like, that just seems like the dumbest thing imaginable. You know, you're paying a monthly premium to an insurance company that's only going to pay, I guess, somebody else in your family if you die of cancer. And you know they're only going to pay in devalued dollars because it's in the future. So the premiums you're paying today are with today's dollars. The payout in the future is with tomorrow's dollars that are worth a whole lot less. So all the numbers that you use to calculate this, you're off because you did not consider compounding inflation, did you? Or dollar devaluation? No, because people don't consider that because, again, people aren't good at math. Most people, they don't know how to deal with numbers. And if you take the White House numbers, and oh, inflation's only 2.7%. You're going to get the wrong answer on everything because inflation is not 2.7%. The value of the dollar is dropping more like 15 to 20% every year, and nobody calculates that, and certainly not the insurance salesperson. They're not going to calculate that. They're going to say, you know, hey, for only $200 a month, you could get 100 grand if you die of cancer. It's like winning the lottery if you die of cancer. It's like that, again, I'm sorry, but it just seems like the dumbest thing possible is betting on yourself dying from cancer. Why would anybody do that? If instead you take that premium and then you buy anti-cancer nutrients at, you know, our store or wherever, or you lead an anti-cancer lifestyle, then you don't die of cancer, which seems like a better outcome to me. I don't know. Is that weird to say it's better to invest in things so you don't die of cancer? Seems like the best insurance is investing in your health, right? But why is that considered weird in society? Because people are brainwashed into thinking that cancer is random. Well, you have no control over your cancer, thus you need insurance because it's a random event. It's not random. Every single person who has cancer developed it over time through cause and effect. I'm not saying it's their fault. It could have been without their knowledge. It could have been exposure to environmental toxins, exposure to 5G towers right outside your apartment window or something. Or some people trusted the jabs, took the jabs, and died from the turbo cancers. Not their fault, but it's still a cause and effect. You control your health outcome more than anybody else in the world. And if you want to reduce your risks of dying from cancer, then choose to lead an anti-cancer lifestyle, which is exactly what I teach, and that's what's on my website, naturalnews.com. Go there, read the articles. We've got an amazing assortment of articles about anti-cancer, you know, solutions, alternatives, nutrients, foods, lifestyles, light therapy, amazing things. So, you know, hey, I guess everybody gets to make a choice, but I would hope that more people would choose to live rather than have a payout if they die. It's like, I remember seeing years ago at airports in Europe, they would have little vending machines where you could buy like a $25,000, well, euros or whatever, death policy right before you got on the plane, you know? So you could pay money to bet that you're going to die on this flight. Now, you know, one obvious question is, who's going to know you bought the policy? I mean, what a clever little scam. Here, we'll sell you policies right before you get on the plane. If you die, yeah, nobody knows. I mean, nobody knows you have the policy. Unless, what, you buy the policy and then text your whole family, I just bought a policy. It's going to pay out if I die. I'm taking a flight. And your family going to say, well, I hope your flight is safe. Sure wouldn't want to collect $100,000 if your plane goes down and you are obliterated. That's just a weird conversation. Why do people do that? You know, and the person, oh, don't worry. It's going to be fine. It's on Malaysian Airlines. We're flying over the Indian Ocean. Everything's going to be fine. All right, no, it's TWA flight 800. It's going to be fine. Don't worry. Okay, bad timing for that horrible joke. I'm sorry. What was that Malaysian Airlines flight anyway? They still haven't found that plane, have they? Just like they still haven't found the plane that they claim hit the Pentagon on 9/11. That's pretty bizarre if you think about it, because if a plane hit the Pentagon, there would be, you know, landing gear and wing parts and luggage and probably people's body parts all over the lawn, inside the building. You know, they'd be peeling people off the walls of the Pentagon, right? There would be airplane seats, a hydraulic fluid, maybe a couple of two-dimensional pilots up front. You know, there would be part of a nose cone. There would be a black box. There would be, I would imagine, some jet engine parts. Maybe a tail number, you know? Do you realize that none of that was ever located at all following the so-called airplane flight into the Pentagon on 9/11? That's 2001. And you know why? You know why they never found that plane? Because it wasn't a plane. Yes, you got the right answer. Of course it wasn't a plane. Because planes don't just vanish on the Pentagon lawn. I mean, a plane could vanish in the Indian Ocean. It's a big ocean. The water's deep. A plane could vanish into a jungle somewhere, maybe. Can't vanish on the front lawn of the Pentagon. But that's what we were told. And most Americans still believe that. You know that? Most Americans still believe that. They still think a plane hit the Pentagon because that's what George Bush told them. And they're too stupid to think for themselves. Aren't they? Like, where are the wheels? If the plane hit the Pentagon, would the wheels vanish? Would the jet engines vanish? Would all the people, all the luggage, all the everything, would it all vanish? Nope. Probably not. There would be wreckage. So, no, an airplane didn't hit the Pentagon. What actually happened to that airplane? See, that's an even more interesting question, because the media told us that's a specific flight number with a couple hundred people on it. Where did that plane go? It certainly didn't crash into the Pentagon. We know that. Duh. Where did it go? ponder that one. Okay, this is pretty rare, but we have an overstock sale at healthrangerstore.com on just a few products, but some of them our customers really love. So let me show those to you. Right now, you can save 40%, a very limited supply, of the super protein formulations, both the regular and the chocolate that you can see there, as well as apple slices and mango slices in a really great individual format, great for travel, and the collagen joint support stick packs for an instant drink mix with blackcurrant in there, by the way, also.
The situation is we overproduced these because we had to purchase very large lots of very specific ingredients. And it's probably my fault. You know, my team was asking me, well, you know, we have all these ingredients. It's probably going to produce too much. Should we just produce it anyway? I said, yes, just overproduce it. And if we end up with too much, then we'll just offer a discount to our customers. And that's what we're doing right now. So these products are labeled to expire a few months from now. But I don't know if you know this, we store all of our products in an environmentally controlled, climate controlled, air conditioned environment that is fully insulated. The entire building is fully insulated. And the dirty little secret of the supplements and superfoods industry is that most products are stored in warehouses that get way crazy hot, especially during the summer months. And that can be true at, you know, even Amazon or other major fulfillment houses. They're not, the different warehouses are not always or rarely actually climate controlled. So our products have actually a longer actual shelf life compared to most products, but the FDA limits us. We can only put a certain amount of time on the product. And that amount of time is coming up in a few months for these products, even though realistically they can be used for much longer safely. So that's the situation. So, hey, we overproduced, you get it at 40% off, and you get to help support us and acquire these really amazing products. So here it is, organic super protein, the chocolate formula. This is based on the Boku superfood formulation. And let me just show you here. If you scroll down, let me show you the ingredients because it's like, oh my goodness, look at all the stuff that goes into this. I mean, it's not easy to source like organic Sacha Inchi protein powder and carob powder and then cranberry flour. Cacao sometimes can be difficult, you know, etc. So this is just one of the products. There are others here. Sourcing is becoming more difficult because of supply chains and tariffs and things like that. And very often we just have to buy larger lots than what we want to buy. So anyway, our loss is your gain for right now, while supplies last. It's a pretty limited supply, so take advantage of it. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/overstock. healthrangerstore.com/overstock, and you'll see the products that are on sale 40% off while supplies last, and it's a very limited supply. Right now, it's just these, five products at the moment. Many other products we can't keep in stock, you know, because there's so much demand for clean food and clean supplements and lab-tested products. And I can't wait, by the way, to show you our new lab. It's up and running. It looks awesome. I've shown a couple of people the lab so far. They're just blown away. I'm going to give you a video tour with all our new equipment, you know, all the mass spec equipment, the ICP-MS, the triple quads, the single quad, the gas chromatography, the ion chromatography. We've got a number of instruments there. I'm going to walk you through some of the sample prep and some of the testing that we do, because nobody is as committed to clean food as we are. Nobody in the world. We do more testing than anyone, period. End of story. Mic drop. We just flat out do more testing for glyphosate, for heavy metals, for aflatoxins, for microbiology, and many other things, depending on, like atrazine, depending on the product. So super clean food, super clean supplements. Shop with us at healthrangerstore.com for all the regular products. And then if you want the overstock sale price products while they last, that's healthrangerstore.com/overstock. And thank you for your support.